Queen Alexandra College's Sight Village is described as the UK's leading exhibition for blind and partially sighted people and for those experiencing sight problems. Each year, thousands of people visit their events to find out firsthand about the latest technology, products and support services available to people who are blind or partially sighted. I spoke to Lottie Reed, External Relations and Events Officer for Queen's Alexandra College, to find out more about it. Hi Lottie.
Hi Sean.
So can you explain to us what Sight Village is and what people might expect to find?
Yeah, sure. So if you visit a Sight Village event, you could expect to find the latest technology, products, information services, and equipment available to people who are blind or partially sighted. So it's essentially an exhibition. And then at some of our events, we also host seminars alongside them as well.
What can people expect to get out of these seminars?
So the seminars really are an opportunity for exhibitors, for organisations to share further information about their products and services, but also to take any questions that that visitors might have for them. So it can be a bit more interactive, a bit more of a Q&A session that can take place as well as part of the seminars. And then in terms of the exhibition, visitors will have the opportunity to get hands-on with different technology and equipment. They can ask any questions about services that are local to them or national to them. So you can expect to see things like daily living equipment, low vision aids, mobility aids, education and leisure services, audio equipment. So it's a whole range of different types of services that attend Sight Village, essentially.
So would you have to be visually impaired yourself to attend, or is it open also to carers and family members of people with VI or visual impairments?
It's open to everybody, and that's something that we'll really try to encourage, because we want businesses and organisations to be able to improve their services for people who are blind or visually impaired as well. So we try to encourage businesses to come along, but absolutely carers, family members, not only individuals who themselves are blind and partially sighted, anybody who might support individuals or, as I said, provide information and advice to anybody with a disability, really.
So you say that you're trying to encourage businesses, more businesses to come along. What advice would you give to businesses in regards to what they can find there? If you could expand further on how businesses can attend and engage with visual impairments and Sight Village in particular.
So basically you can speak to organisations who are working within the industry. You can find out about the technology that you could adopt as an organisation to be able to employ people who are blind or partially sighted. You can speak directly to blind and partially sighted people to find out about their experiences, which of course is really important and key to improving services, really, mm-hmm. is speaking directly to the people who have lived experience of it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And with being 2 million people registered in the UK with sight loss, I think it's never been more important for businesses to start engaging. So I think it's definitely important they come visit. So how have you managed over lockdown and restrictions over the last 2 years?
Well, now that's a question for us. So it has been difficult. It's been challenging, but it's been challenging for everybody. So it's just been, the thing about Sight Village is you can never take away from that hands-on experience and that face-to-face conversation that people get from attending an in-person exhibition. So being able to transfer that online and doing virtual exhibitions has been a bit more difficult, but people have been really receptive. People have still been able to access that information. A lot of the organisations who attend our events have also been doing things within their own organisations. So they've been doing podcasts, they've been doing things on social media. So we have been running events online, but as I said, it will never take away from that face-to-face interaction that you get from a Sight Village event when you come to visit us.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So it's fair to say that you're excited to be opening back up again then.
Definitely, can't wait. And actually that does bring me on to something else, Sean, if you don't mind me mentioning.
Absolutely.
Obviously the pandemic has been really difficult for everybody, and I think people are still feeling anxious about going out and about, and rightly so. You know, the pandemic is still here, and it sounds like we have got to live with COVID. So something that we will still have protocols in place at our events, and I just want to reassure people that we will do everything we can to keep people safe. So we will have hand sanitizer stations throughout the exhibition. It will be a personal choice whether people wear a face covering, but we will be encouraging Site Village staff and volunteers to continue to wear them unless they're exempt. And we will also be encouraging exhibitors to sanitise their products and their workstations, and we'll have wider space between exhibitors and the aisles as well. So I just wanted to make people aware of that to reassure them really that we are taking things seriously still, and there will still be protocols in place.
Yeah, that is absolutely reassuring to hear, yeah, and it's really good to know that you're on the ball there as well. So, speaking of now we've opened up and you're getting ready to start, so what events are coming up for you in the near future that people can come and get involved in?
So, our first event, so we're kicking off the Site Village season with our Southwest event, which takes place in Exeter, and that's on the 26th of April at Sandy Park Conference Centre. Our second event of the year is taking place in June, and that's in Solihull, so just outside of Birmingham, and that's at Cranmore Park Conference Centre on Tuesday the 28th of June and Wednesday the 29th of June. We then have two further events later in the year. So we have our Site Village Leeds event, which takes place at the Royal Armouries, and that's on the 21st of September. And then we are hosting an event in London in November, but dates and times are still yet to be confirmed for that. So do keep a lookout on our website for that.
That's great. Is there anywhere that people can find these list of dates?
Yes, so have a look on our website. That's www.qacsitevillage.org.uk. And we also have links for pre-registration as well. So it's not essential that you pre-register, but we do encourage it. It just allows for a quicker, more efficient check-in when you arrive at the exhibition.
So having been to the Site Village with the Partially Sighted Society, I can absolutely say that it is a wonderful event, and we wish you all the best going forward with it, Lottie. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thanks so much, Sean, and hope to see you at the event soon.
I'm sure you will. To find out more about what Site Village can offer you and how you can attend, you can visit their website, qac.ac.uk/exhibitions, or you can give them a call on 0121 428 5050. That number again, 0121 428 5050.